Grufain tested Vav. Ochel kol meichel v'loy ochel melech. If a person ate food and did not eat salt, shosu kol mashkel v'shosu mayim, he drank all kinds of liquids but did not drink water. V'yoyim yidak v'fnei reyach hapeh. If that happened in the daytime, he should be concerned about foul smell from his mouth. V'alay v'fnei reyach hapeh v'nei asker. And if he does that at night, and he has to be concerned of having this foul smell in his mouth, and also some type of sickness that causes the person to choke. If you eat a little salt at the end of your meal, don't dip your thumb into it. The question is for a bonin. One would sound like to cause a person to lose his sons. Now, if it's pink, the kosher anias, that causes him to be impoverished. And not with his first finger, the kosher le shin dalet. Either with the third or fourth fingers, those are the ones he should. The Ramah says, look previously that today we're not makpid on them because all our food had some salt and liquids mixed into it. Therefore, we basically did what this requests us to do. And also, there's another sort of standard tip, and we don't find that a person that doesn't do these things, he gets all these different types of makpid. Kuf pei sif aleph. Ein lacha amapa v'alechem ad asha b'ilos amos. Add the tablecloth on, so that's a bit of some oven. Because the bracha is going on, the table that you ate on, you should always have something on the table, which is the bread over here. But the bracha, when you make a bracha, it's not just saying a compliment to Hashem, it's bringing down the bracha from Hashem upon us, which should take effect on the physical entity, which is the bread. If you don't leave bread on your table when you say there is a muffin, then you will not see simin bracha. There's another reason to leave the bread on the table. Maybe a poor person will come in and you should have bread available to give to the ani, and like we said before, also it's a better type of idol that we have even more than we need. We have leftover bread. Shalom Kodesh says if you have a poor person over, you should give him the best quality food, especially if it's a choshev person. There's certain kilos they used to have. Yeshiva boys are eating at them on a regular basis, which is a wonderful thing. It also puts the right spirit into the meal. Here's some divitayim from the continues the mechaber. Avelo yavi pashleim yidnena al shulchan v'masakem nesli v'shem v'iskachavim ovin. We said we should leave bread on the table, but if you took it away, don't put a whole new bread on it, because it looks like you are bringing some sacrifice to somehow we deserve. And Shabbos is a chiddush, where that which it says, you should not bring a whole bread in, and before Rav Zemos, and it's talking about if there are pieces of bread on the table, don't bring a whole bread afterwards. If there's nothing left on the table, then you can bring new bread, even if it's a full bread. So it's a good thing to do that. The discussion was if you have a whole bread on the table and you have crumbs and bits and pieces of bread, should you get rid of all the bread except for the whole one? And Shabbos, he says, you're supposed to leave everything till after Birsamos. Before you wash it, it's the Maim Achreinim, broom up underneath it. Or if you're doing it on the table, clear away the leftover food underneath the area where he's washing his hands. So basically, if you're washing the Maim Achreinim, move away the food from the place where he's doing the Maim Achreinim. Shouldn't get dirty from the water. So he shows some firulim, he also the Maim Chantila. If you have pieces of bread nearby and some of the water falls, then it's going to make them not edible. After Pisha Mutter, the Abbot, Pirulim Shem of Gazayas, even when he started in, you'll have to throw out crumbs that are less than the size of Gazayas. Shema, we're concerned that maybe the Hashem should be Nama Aretz, because it's Mutter, the Mishtam is Hashem Aretz, you don't have to get your Sham should test in Halacha before you take him, to be ignorant. If you leave pieces there, he may leave pieces that are bigger than Kazayas, which that's definitely also unusable. Today, since we have a table, they used to move away the table before they washed the Maim Achreinim, so then they've been washing right underneath them, so you have to clean up underneath them. Today, we leave the table in place, and you know, those that threw the Maim Achreinim to the side, not under where they're eating, so there's no need to clean up from the area directly underneath the person who's eating. Like we said, the table itself, one should clean up in the area where he's going to do his Maim Achreinim.